Now here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Debbie. Was your voice changing? I thought you sounded a little like Henry Aldrich over there.
Sorry.
Okay, it's all right. And anyway, welcome to Minds Over Matter. We hope you can spare us an hour tonight. Maybe it's not the best night to spare us an hour, but try to give us some of your attention.
6 minutes. Maybe.
Yeah, a few minutes here and there.
Between innings.
And at least divided.
Divided.
Usually you have a couple of calls at the top of the show, but I don't have that. I guess everybody's glued to their radios or televisions. And anyway, this is a Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we hope you can participate at least slightly tonight. We are here, and we'll be giving you questions about current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and Halloween. So, because Halloween is coming up on Friday, and I know Jerry is out buying his candy, carving his pumpkin. So
he brought his pumpkins tonight. They're beautiful.
Yeah. Right. anyway, so we will be giving you plenty of questions very shortly. I do want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. That's mindsovermatter, one word, @yahoo.com. Feel free to email us anytime. We don't read them during the show, but over the course of the week, it's always great to hear from our listeners. Also, if you'd like to hear our show online anywhere in the world, you can certainly do that just simply by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you would like a podcast of this show, Debbie is here. So, of course, it will be done to yours and my satisfaction. So that should be available soon after the show, also at kalw.org. And if you're looking for a swing and a miss, this is the place to be.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
Baseball metaphors from Dana.
We do that plenty. Plenty. So, all right, we're going to start with a round of introductions and a round of questions, and I'm sure Jerry labored over this.
Did you give the phone number?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't expect anybody to call.
I'm your bench coach today.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me. That is 415-841-4134. Again, in studio, 415-841-4134. Our lines are open. Or you can call toll-free. We actually have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. Thank you, Lori. Okay. As I said, here's a round of introductions. Here, Jerry's the first. Jerry Nachman's mind is in our Mansell Avenue studio, but his heart is at 3rd and King Streets.
Very nice.
Thank you, Jerry.
I gave a little dramatic lowering of the voice at the end.
Yeah, you did that very well. Lori Fisher figures that if Minds Over Matter listeners put on either a Sergio Romo, Pablo Sandoval, or Hunter Pence costume while they listen to our show tonight, it will bring good luck to the team. Get everyone ready for Friday night, trick-or-treating, and be only a little bit creepy.
Just a little. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is getting ready for Halloween, buying candy, carving pumpkins, and, of course, queuing up Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein on the DVR.
All right. That is us. And we begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
I don't have a single Halloween question. I'm sure you guys
I'm glad you put so much effort into it.
Okay. Okay, what three actresses were nominated the most times for an Oscar and never won?
Deborah Carr.
Right.
I think she's number one, actually.
How many?
Oh, six, seven, something like that. Actresses. So not actors, actresses.
That's correct, right, Jerry?
Yes, and Deborah Carr. Right.
Thank you. What would I do without you, Larry?
It's hard to know.
Let's see. We'll have to think about the others. The Deborah Carr, that's my contribution.
That's okay. Good.
So, do you want Lori? You want to
Is Lauren Bacall one?
No.
Win? Did she win? She didn't win.
She was nominated. I think she's only nominated once.
Just the one.
I think so. What? But for Best Actress, you're talking about?
No, not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
Oh, total.
Oh.
Best Supporting or Best.
Okay, so total. Do you have the number, Deborah Carr? Was she
seven?
No,
I don't.
Okay.
I think it was six or seven.
Okay.
How about Thelma Ritter then?
Yeah.
One of my favorite actresses.
Really? One of mine, too.
Yeah. Okay, you got two. One more to go.
She didn't win for one of those sassy...
I know. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
She should have.
Wasn't she in All About Eve?
All About Eve.
But Anne Baxter.
She was nominated like 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about Teresa Wright?
No, that's
she
a good
won.
Guess.
She won for, she oh, won she for Mrs. Miniver.
Oh, she
Best
did.
Supporting Actress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I was surprised at this one. Not that she hadn't won, but that she'd be nominated somehow.
Oh, really?
The one we're missing?
Yeah.
And look, Myrna Loy was never nominated.
Is it somebody more contemporary?
Yeah.
So somebody like Whoopi Goldberg or somebody like that?
Like
Naomi Watts or something like that? Naomi Watts.
No.
Okay. But somebody's still working today being nominated today as we speak. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Comic or?
I'm not giving you any more clues.
All right. And, why don't you repeat the question, Jerry? Jerry. Pay attention.
What three actresses were nominated the most times for an Oscar and never won? Dana got Deborah Carr and Thelma Ritter.
All right. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Well, let's hear from our fan. Let's take a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Gary, Union City.
I guess. What are we doing without you?
You're talking about Amicus Tony's Frankenstein. That was on Spengouli and MeTV the last
time. Oh, well, I like that movie.
Yeah, I know. It's regards with the best horror comedy ever made.
It has one of my favorite lines of all time in it. And Larry Talbot, Lon Chaney Jr. says to Lou Costello, "You don't understand. Every night when the moon is full, I turn into a wolf." And Lou Costello says, "You and 20 million other guys." Yeah. Okay.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Sorry.
That's really good. A couple of questions. The first one is, what was the only recording that originated in France during the Rock and Roll era to go number one?
Once more.
What was the only single that was recorded in France that went to number one during the rock and roll?
The only single recorded in France that went to number one. And it was a rock and roll single.
No, it was an instrumental. I'll give you that.
Oh.
It was a what?
Instrumental.
An instrumental.
Recorded in France?
By an American group?
No, by a French band leader.
Well, there was that one. What is that? What was that called?
How about Cherry Pink and Orange Blossom?
Well, it's
light?
Something like that. Yeah.
That's Perez Prada.
The Poor People of Paris. That's it.
No.
Oh. Good guess.
No, that was recorded in the States. This was recorded in France.
All right.
How about A Summer Place?
No.
No, it would be. It's a French song originally, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But it was. It didn't come from the same decade that gave us a theme from A Summer Place, though.
So okay. The '60s.
Yeah.
French song.
French song. But was it a song? So it was just, did you say it was an instrumental or a song?
Yeah, it was an instrumental.
Just an instrumental.
Something about Moulin Rouge.
Song from, that's 50s, I think.
Yeah.
Late 60s.
And it's a rock and roll song.
No.
No, it's actually an easy listening instrumental.
Yeah, okay.
Stranger
on the Shore.
No, that's British.
Acker Bilk.
Yeah.
Acker Bilk?
Yeah.
Acker Bilk.
That's he did it.
No.
Yeah.
No, we don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Love is Blue.
Oh, Love is Blue. Okay.
Who's the artist?
Yeah, there was Paul Marriott.
Love is Blue?
You would recognize the tune if you heard it.
Somebody made up lyrics.
Did they? You're right.
About the lyrics. It wasn't heard, only it's an instrumental.
Okay.
Here's my second question. You're talking about Henry Albrecht. What radio voice did Henry Albrecht later became a TV director?
Jackie Kelk.
No.
That's Homer.
Well, Jimmy Lydon?
Ezra Stone.
Yeah, Ezra Stone. He's
he was the lead,
The Monsters and Lost in Space.
Right, Ezra Stone, yeah.
Okay.
Very cool.
Yeah. Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
Jackie Kelk was Homer, of course.
Yes, of course. And Lori, it's your turn.
And that was our caller
that
for
was
tonight.
Our caller, yeah.
House Jameson was the father.
Good. Maybe you should keep going on that.
And Catherine Rott was the mother.
Stretch the time.
Stretch the time.
All right. Well, keeping with the Halloween theme, which Jerry didn't, I'm going to give you some cast members of movies in which the Halloween scene, or in one case, a scene where people were wearing costumes, were central to the movie. Okay, so it's either Halloween or a scene where characters are wearing costumes.
Halloween costumes.
Halloween or Halloween-ish costumes.
Or at a costume party.
It's not Halloween, but they're in costume, right? Okay. The first cast is Peter Coyote, Drew Barrymore, and Dee Wallace. That's film number one. Film number two is Robert Duvall, Alice Ghostly, and Brock Peters. That's film number two.
Wow.
Film number three. In some cases, I'm leaving off the big star because it's too much of a giveaway. Okay. Film number three, my favorite of them, is Mary Astor, Marjorie Main, Tom Drake, and Leon Ames.
All right.
Film number four is Martin Landau, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Bill Murray. oddly enough. And the last one is Paul Giamatti, Hope Davis, and Josh Hutcherson. The guy
the
who ended up
one,
in.
Okay, so the first one.
Okay, so the first one was Peter Coyote, Drew Barrymore, and Dee Wallace.
E.T.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good job.
The second one was Robert Duvall, Alice Gosley, Brock Peters.
That's tough.
Third one is Mary Astor, Marjorie Main, Tom Drake, and Leon Ames.
That's Meet Me in St. Louis.
Okay. Give yourself a bell on that.
And that is a Halloween.
That is, thing. Yeah. Yeah, that is, yeah. All but one are Halloween.
Okay.
Martin Landau, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Bill Murray were in one, and Paul Giamatti, Hope Davis, and Josh Hutcherson went on in the Crying
Bill
Games,
Murray,
Hunger Games.
Martin Landau and Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah. So there's three out there, and one of them isn't Halloween, but there are people or a person in a costume.
Okay.
Okay. Leave it out. Oops.
Huh. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, hi. This is Greg in Alameda.
Oh, hi, Greg.
Hi. I know the actresses with the most nominations who've never won.
Yes.
One must be Julianne Moore.
Oh, Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore?
No.
Ooh.
Oh.
She has been nominated a lot, though, I think, but not her.
But not enough.
Not the most,
like,
I suppose.
Nominated four or five times. Okay, then how about Glenn Close?
That's it.
Oh, there you go.
Very
that's
good. Very good.
Okay.
Good. I'm surprised. Okay. I didn't know. What has she been nominated for besides?
Oh, well, World According to Garp and.
The one with Michael Douglas.
The one with Michael Douglas.
You know, the.
And the.
Fatal Attraction.
Right.
Fatal
and the one Attraction. Where she played Sonny Von Bülow.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, with Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy
yeah,
Irons.
Yeah.
We all know it. Yeah.
Reversal of Fortune.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, great.
And probably two more.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, very
good. Thank you, Greg.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's see here. Okay. All right, I'll give you a couple of Halloween-themed questions here. What is the best-selling title character literary costume this year?
This year?
So it's a title character. It's from a literary source. And it's the best-selling costume with a literary source to it this year.
Literary meaning a novel.
Comes from a book, yeah. Yeah.
And it's a title character.
It so is a title.
Like, it'd be like somebody like Harry Potter.
Right.
But not,
it is a title. It's
about,
not Harry Potter, okay, but it is a title character.
Okay. So it's not the people
hot
from
kids
the
book
Hunger
now,
Games.
I don't know.
Trying to think, The Faults in Our Stars would this not is, be a good Halloween.
This
costume.
Is from Business Insider, so I mean, this
they
is so far like this year.
Yeah,
yeah, but yes,
and is the
it is not the best-selling costume this year. It is just simply the best-selling
literary costume.
Themed costume this year. Yeah,
I think Dylan Thomas is selling a lot this year.
No, not this year.
The
not
kids,
this year.
The kids love him. They go nuts for him.
Yeah, not Boo Red. Well, no, that's true. Yeah.
Is the character in a movie too? Is that part of it? Do you think?
Well, this book has been made into a movie more than once. Let's put it that way.
Oh, and popular now, obviously to some extent.
And, is it an animated movie?
I think there was an animated version of this. Yeah.
Okay.
So it could be a Dr. Seuss, a Horton, or
yeah, you know,
the Lorax.
Something much more contemporary.
Yeah,
now, like
I think so.
Shrek or something. Yeah.
Ooh. Shrek.
No.
Oh, there's
Shrek.
No book on the Shrek.
Not Shrek.
No, I don't think there is either.
Okay. So once more, what is the best-selling title character literary costume this year? And by that I mean it's the title character of a book. Not necessarily the best-selling costume or best-selling, you know, character costume this year, but the best-selling one that has a literary source.
I'm going to assume it's not a comic book character.
It is not a comic
or
book.
Or superhero. Right?
No. Okay. Though I would not be surprised if this had been adapted in some way to a comic book.
Okay.
So, second question. I'm going to give you some original names of candy, some well-known candies in the United States that they'd probably be giving out this Friday for Halloween. So I'll give each one guess. So here are the original names of the candy. Jerry likes this kind of question.
I do.
Chicken feed.
By the way, a really bad name for a candy.
It
I
is,
think.
Which is probably why they changed it. Number two, Papa Sucker. Number three, the Raider Bar. Raider as in like the Oakland Raiders. And number four, Opal Fruits. So these are candy's original name, well-known candies in the U.S. Number one, chicken feed. Number two, Papa Sucker. Number three, Raider Bar. Number four, Opal Fruits.
I think Chicken Feed was corn kernels, you know, little corn candies, whatever. Candy corn.
Candy corn. Yes. One of my favorite candies.
Candy corn. Yeah, I remember when it was Chicken Feed called that. Yeah.
Really?
I think so. I remember reading about it.
That's a good name for it.
And what was the last one? Opal?
How about Opal Fruits?
Opal Fruits. So you had your one guess, by the way.
Are they lifesavers?
No. No, I guess that, yeah, that makes sense. I understand what you said about
that. That'd be something red.
It doesn't sound like candy, like Twizzlers
or something.
So we're still looking for Papa Sucker, Raider Bar, and Opal Fruits. I should say that the Raider Bar is actually still known by that name, I think, in some overseas, in some where they sell this candy.
They're all still being made, huh?
Yeah, but it's known by a much better name in the United States.
Yeah. But all the four, the new name candies we could buy today.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah.
I don't know any of the others.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Sid, how are you?
Good.
Very good. So with the election coming soon, I'd like you to name the last president that wasn't either Republican or Democrat.
The last president who was neither a Republican nor a Democrat?
The president of the United States, right?
Yes, of the United States.
Millard Fillmore.
What a good guy. How did you guess so quickly?
He knows everything about presidents.
And the go-to president's always Millard Fillmore.
Yeah, that's right.
It's
like he's the Utah president.
What was he?
He was a Whig.
A Whig?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How long did the Whigs and Tories last?
The Whigs evolved into the Republicans.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. I'd like to go back to the virus situation because I think that the Ebola business is much more serious than what the CDC led us to believe. I really think it is it's very dangerous. We need to deal with it as soon, as much, whatever, as we can. Okay, so sometime in the 80s, there were different kind of Ebola. It's called Ebola Reston. Do you know anything about that?
Nope.
Nope.
Reston.
Nope.
It was an experiment done by a lab under the supervision of the U.S. Army. Let me give you another hint. 200 monkeys. Every monkey in that building died within days.
Hey.
Which means the virus, it is an Ebola virus, was transmitted by air. Was like cold, you know. So every monkey in that building, and there was a big scare in that city, which the virus named after. So Ebola Zaire, the one that we have right now, after Zaire, which is a country in Africa. But Reston was a city in the United States where this experiment was taking place.
Reston, Virginia?
Yes, it was in Virginia.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's so
Reston, and what kind of virus it is? It is called Ebola Reston, which is, it is totally unharmful to human being. In fact, if it was transmitted for a human being, you will have thousands of people dead in Virginia.
Which makes you wonder what the point of it is at all.
Luckily, it only killed monkeys, but not humans. And by the way, the vice versa is true. Ebola Zaire does not hurt monkeys, but it kills humans.
All right.
Okay, one last question,
yes,
very quickly. Over the last 10,000 years, over 51% of people died from this illness related to, you know, viruses or bacteria. Which one?
I go with the flu.
Yeah,
51%. Okay. You mean?
Yeah, over 50%. 51% died from this illness, including viruses and bacteria.
How about
tuberculosis? TB?
Huh?
TB.
No.
How about
by far less.
E. coli?
No, by far less.
Malaria.
That's it. Malaria.
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 We have real big problem with this little mosquito that buzz around us, especially in this area with the West Nile disease, which is very common, by the way, Contra Costa County and some other parts of the area.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Eve.
Good show. Thank you.
Danger is everywhere.
It is. Where your
don't forget about the killer bees.
Yeah. They're
where are your bug spray?
They're still on their way.
Cherish your last few moments on Earth and enjoy our show, please. And let's see. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Linda Nelsarino.
Hi, Linda.
Okay, this is not going to hurt you.
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
And I love the question about the actresses that had never won the Oscar.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. I'm going to ask a question about one of our favorite subjects, food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We know how many Chinese restaurants there are in San Francisco because there was an article a few years ago about a guy who made it his project to eat at every single one of them.
How many are there?
Okay. Well, either tell me how. Well, I'm asking the question.
That's the question.
She's asking the question.
I thought that was on the way to your question. Okay.
Whichever you choose, about how many Chinese restaurants there are, or about how many people per Chinese restaurant there are.
Let's stick to how many Chinese restaurants.
Yeah, I'll say 1,200.
Okay, that's your guess. I'm not.
What
about the other people?
Oh man, I'm going to go with 1,800.
Okay, you're going higher.
I am.
Okay, how about you, Dana?
It's tough.
Yeah, I think that's too much. Yeah. I'm going to go with 950.
Okay, you're the closest. This was a figure from a few years ago, so it probably has changed somewhat, but it was about 415 at the time.
That's all?
That's it.
Yeah.
So you have 415 in my neighborhood.
So it's slightly slightly over a year.
About, one for every 2,000 people. Now, think also of another popular place to eat, McDonald's. How many do you think there are in San Francisco?
In San Francisco?
Oh, well, not 450.
I'll say 25.
I'm going to say 15.
Okay. Or how many per so many people?
No, we don't know that.
No, that's too hard.
Okay.
Well, 25.
For a long time, there were none.
I'll say 21.
Okay, you're all pretty close to the ballpark, if you'll excuse the expression. 17.
So that
comes out to about one for every 50,000 as opposed to one for every 2,000.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
So anyway, just one more question, taking this global. We have about 7 billion people in the world, and how many people per McDonald's?
Per McDonald's?
Wow. Would you say?
I don't know what that means. What do you mean, how many people per
capita? So there's one McDonald's for every. Boy.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's really it.
I'll say 100,000 people per McDonald's.
Okay. Any other guesses?
Yeah.
I don't have any.
I'm going to say, that's not bad. I'm going to go a little more because there's places where they aren't. So I'm going to go 350,000.
Okay. Well, you're dancing all around it. That's a pretty good guess. So there's about 200,000.
How many McDonald's total? Do you have that?
According to what I read, about 35,000.
And how many Chinese restaurants total?
Well, that's interesting you should ask because the inspiration for this question was in the New Yorker, in a story I'm just reading, and they said how many Chinese restaurants in the country, which they said was about 4,000.
Mm,
okay. So we're way ahead of the rest of the country on that. So anyway, and of course, McDonald's has lots of room to grow because there are places that hardly have any or none.
Right.
So, every place is a market.
Yeah. So anyway, Cuba, for example, does it have McDonald's?
No.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't have any idea.
I would think not.
I think not.
No with an asterisk because they have one at Guantanamo.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I hope you won't have to go that far with it. Okay.
Thanks, Linda. All right. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. So if you would like to join us here, feel free to do that. The number is area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer, 415-841-4134. Or you can call toll-free 866-798-8255. Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay. This is the last day I'll be able to ask this question. So I'll ask both Kansas City Royals questions.
Oh, good.
Why is the plain-spoken and down-home Kansas City's baseball team called the Royals?
Oh.
And the second part is, the Kansas City Royals are only the second expansion team to play in three World Series. Who is the first expansion team to play in three World Series?
I read this name origin. It's some in the paper someplace.
Is it named after a person?
No.
It's named after a business, isn't it?
No.
Like
not really.
Crown Kohler.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no, it could be. Like that. The Kaufman family has owned it from the start. It has anything to do
have
with
they?
The Kaufman. Yeah, I think so.
I don't know who the Kaufmans were. What were they?
Ewing Kaufman. The stadium's named after him. I don't know their business.
I don't know.
Well, it's not RC Cola.
Okay.
RC Cola there?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
The expansion thing's weird because there's been many expansions, right? They used to, when I was a kid, there were 16 teams. Now there's 30.
Yeah.
So I think the Marlins have been in three World Series.
No.
No, it's not them?
No.
So this is, they're the only, the first expansion team to be in three World Series.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Ask the question.
And okay, first part is, why is Kansas City's baseball team called the Royals? It doesn't seem like an especially regal city, although it's a fabulous town for other reasons. And the Kansas City Royals are only the second expansion team to play in three World Series. Who was the first?
All right. How about the Angels?
No.
The
no.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
Opal fruit, is that lifesavers?
No.
I'd like to see a bunch of Long John Silvers for the character for the novel.
No, no, not that.
I didn't think so.
No, that's too...
But the novel was... No, no, it was a novel.
That's too classic.
That
would be something pop, I would think.
That was a Treasure Island.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that wasn't the title. Remember, it has to be in the title. Character has to be in the title.
Oh, that's right. I'm just lollygagging here.
Right.
what was that fifth movie with Landau and Murray?
Oh, Martin Landau, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Bill Murray. They were in a movie with a key Halloween scene.
I don't know.
I can't think of a movie with them of any kind. Yeah.
Right. That second movie with Brock Peters.
And- yes.
Isn't that To Kill a Mockingbird?
It is. There's the scene where Scout dresses as a ham, which I was told by one of my, Judy Stone, who's my listener, that it wasn't a Halloween scene. It was like a, and Sue told me it was.
No, it was a school pageant.
Yes. Yeah. Kind of celebrating the local thing. So Robert Duvall, Alice Gosley, and Brock Peters, that was the only one that wasn't a Halloween thing.
I forgot Alice Gosley was
Yeah, she's the next door neighbor, I think. Yeah.
Right.
Very good.
Well,
very good.
Because I watched it three times. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye.
And it just came to me, the Bill Murray, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Martin Landau.
Yeah.
It's Ed Wood.
It is Ed Wood. Do you remember the scene?
Yeah, I do. I do.
He remembers everything.
He does.
Right, right. Is that... Well, of course, Martin Landau is dressed as Dracula.
Right.
And... doesn't Ed Wood come to the scene with his Angora sweater, like dressed in drag?
Well, not drag. The kids come to the door for Halloween.
Oh, and then Martin Landau scares
him. Martin Landau tries to scare him, and one kid said, "You don't scare me." He said, "But I'll drink your blood." He said, "You don't scare me. Your teeth are fake." And then Ed Wood comes to the door and takes out his dentures, and the kid runs away screaming. Very good. Okay, one left. Paul Giamatti, Hope Davis, and Josh Hutcherson.
Okay. And let's see. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, boy. How about American Splendor?
That is right.
Very good.
The Paul Giamatti film. Do you remember that scene?
I don't remember the scene.
Yeah. He comes with his friends to the door to trick-or-treat, and they're all in costumes, and he's not a costume. He says, I'm just the Harvey Pekar. I'm your neighbor. Give me some candy. He gets really depressed and walks away.
Yeah,
very good.
It's a great movie.
Yes.
Oh, that's all I got.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much.
That was good.
Well, thank you.
And, Laurie, it's your turn.
All right. Well, we're doing some... you had a historical candy question. I sort of do, too.
Okay.
Okay. Of the 10 most popular candies that are given away for Halloween, four of them were created in 1930 or before that. So which are the four candies that are still the most in the top 10 that were created 1930 or before?
Kisses?
No.
Tootsie Rolls?
No.
Oh.
Wow.
I thought that was older than 1930.
Well, it's not in the top 10.
Oh, okay. Not Hershey's Kisses.
Not Hershey's Kisses. And all the top 10 are made by either Mars or Hershey's, by the way. So they bought out everything.
So they Snickers or Three Musketeers?
Snickers is number three, made in 1930. Three Musketeers was a little bit later, 32.
Okay.
So we're looking for three more. One's the top giveaway at Halloween.
Oh, okay. All right.
And these are all invented in 1930 or before.
Right.
And you had the latest one of the group, Snickers.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, Carl?
Me?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay, I had to put my earpiece in. I can't hear you as clearly over the phone line as I can on the radio.
Ah.
By the way, the Giants are ahead 2-0. I think it's the bottom of the seventh or top of the eighth.
Thanks
thank
so much.
Good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. And thank you for calling.
Bottom of the seventh.
Right. Expansion team, Mets.
What?
The Mets. He's saying the Mets.
The Mets is correct.
Oh, nice. Very good.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Angels, but I guess behind it was the Mets.
Very good. Okay.
I only got one answer. I got a bell. I have some questions for you.
Okay. Give us a question.
When you spell out words, you do one, two. How far along do you have to go to hit A? And what number do you have to get to get B?
I don't get it.
Once more.
Well, one is O-N-E, two is T-W-O.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
So what's the question? When do you get to what?
A and B.
Oh.
A billion?
Billion for B, yeah. What's A?
1,000.
Yeah, boy.
Good job. Yeah. Good job.
That's a good question.
And I got a couple candy questions.
Excellent. All right, go ahead.
What candy was first wrapped?
Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, good.
And what candy came originally in three flavors that was gone downhill from there?
Three Musketeers.
Yeah, I don't remember in three flavors.
It was banana. What? It was chocolate, vanilla, and banana.
All in one bar.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
That's got to be before the 60s.
Oh, yeah. 50s. It's not. I don't remember it.
I thought Three Musketeers came around in the 50s in my era.
No.
It's the Spumoni.
And Jerry doesn't remember it either, so no. It came
so
in the...
It's got to be 30s or 20s. Remembers,
the 1860s, I think.
Jerry remembers chicken feed.
I remember chicken feed, yes.
Anyway, that's all I know. I'll hang up.
Well, thank you.
Call the Carol. Thank you.
All right. Take care. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call if you have a question or answer. And the number is 415-841-4134. 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Okay. I have a list of the 10 most popular real person Halloween masks of all time, and this is based on internet sales, okay? So these are the 10 most popular real person Halloween masks.
So you want us to guess them?
I'll give you each a guess.
Oh, gee. Oh, God.
Ronald Reagan.
Really?
Is one, yes.
Do you want to tell us what number he was?
Number seven. Okay. These are all, I assume he's going to go further and further down as the time goes by.
I would think so. How about Nixon, then?
Yes, Nixon. Okay, those are your guesses. Jerry?
If I knew those were my guesses, I wouldn't have made them.
I don't know. Real people. Elvis.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Elvis. Very good. One more.
Well, I don't think Marilyn Monroe would be on that. She's not.
No, she's not.
No, she's not.
She's a tough mask.
Yeah. Let me think about it.
All right.
So, are any of them still alive?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
That's creepy, too.
These are the 10 most popular real person Halloween masks of all time. This is based on internet sales. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask this question because otherwise I won't have enough time to do it. So, and it's going to be pretty quick, I think. One enterprising person online came up with this. There's a candy name, and in some cases more than one, for every letter of the alphabet.
Whoa.
So there is a candy sold in the United States for every letter of the alphabet. So I'll give you each a couple guesses.
Wow.
But say the letter.
Some have many, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some have more than one.
Should we start from A and go all
Yeah, go through? Start from A if you want.
A, okay.
Baby Ruth.
Yeah. That's not A.
I know. Well, I was giving Jerry A.
Yeah,
all right.
A.
All right. B's, we'll say Baby Ruth. I have Butterfingers, but Baby Ruth is fine.
Well, it should be.
Yeah, right.
A.
You want to start from the other end?
Abracadabra.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right.
Is that one?
I have Almond Joy, but that's all right.
Almond Joy, okay.
This is like a parlor game, okay.
Yeah, it's great, yeah. C.
I'll go Charleston Chew.
Very good.
Good. Yeah. Good. All right, C, Charleston Chew.
By the way, this is the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Candy corn.
D.
We should make people call an order.
D's a little slightly tougher.
D is harder, yeah.
Yeah. Some letters are pretty tough.
Are they all well known?
Yeah, I'm familiar with them all.
Yeah.
D.
It's yours.
I don't know. E. Let's go for E.
All right. Stop there, and okay. We'll let people guess, and then I'll give you another chance
a
little bit later.
On D.
So again, there are candy sold in the United States for every letter of the alphabet. So let's try to fill that up. And the 10 most popular real-person Halloween masks of all time based on Internet sales. So far we have Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, and Elvis Presley. So
Q is going to be, I think, tough. Maybe not.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, it's a little tougher than the other ones. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Gene in New York.
Hi, Gene.
So, for your Halloween question, you mentioned Dracula. I was wondering if you knew how many times Bela Lugosi was married.
What? Married?
Married.
Oh.
Yeah, he was married a few times.
Yes, he was.
Six.
No, not that much. Let's see. One.
Was he married to famous people?
Two, no.
Not really, no.
At least three that I can think of right offhand. Is it more than three?
Yep.
Okay.
I said six. You didn't say yes or no.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. So,
six.
Well, I'll tell you. It's five times. To Ilona Schmick, Ilona von Montag, Beatrice Weeks, Lillian Arch, and Hope Leninger.
I know one of his wives left him for Brian Donlevy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think the first one left him, but I don't...
That hurts.
I wouldn't put them in the same sentence.
So, I'm sorry. So, there we go.
Okay.
And then the other question I had was, if you could, I'm going to give you some names, and if you could tell me what's the theme running through those names.
All right.
Okay.
Steve McQueen. Edward Lorenz. He's a meteorologist. That's a hint.
Oh.
He's not that famous. Vladimir Nabokov.
Yes.
Is that it?
And I can give you a fourth one if you don't know.
Oh, go ahead.
We don't know.
Michael Phelps, the swimmer.
It's an eclectic list.
Is this something physical?
No.
Steve McQueen, Edward Lorenz.
Something like biographical, or left-handed, or grew up someplace?
No, okay. No. There's a particular theme running through it.
Yeah. Any hint on the theme?
Well,
they all were arrested on DUI charges.
No. Nabokov. There's a theme running through it.
A theme running through. Does this have to do with...
Edward Lawrence is not that famous, but he's a famous in meteorologist.
Right.
Is it something they accomplished?
Steve McQueen, the actor.
Is it in their
body... And Michael Phelps.
Is it in their body of work? Their link is?
No.
No? Okay.
Is it something about their family?
No.
Okay.
Something they did for fun.
It's something that's in common, but it's not like this thing is in common in the same way with each one of them.
So it's not like butterfly collecting or something like that. Like
anyway, I'll tell you the answer. So it's, the word is butterfly, and Edward Lorenz invented
butterfly McQueen, right?
Steve McQueen was in Papillon, right?
Right.
Oh,
awesome. Also Butterfly McQueen,
and Michael Phelps does the butterfly, right.
Exactly, he was the set the record for the butterfly.
Right,
that's a good question. Very good.
So Steve McQueen and Butterfly McQueen were related.
No, they were happy. Right,
no, but there's a connection.
Yes,
yeah.
right. Good question.
I like mine better.
They have the same last name.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Can I guess the opal?
Oh yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Starburst?
It is Starburst. Very good. Opal Fruits is turned into Starburst.
That could be one of the S's on the candies.
It could.
Yeah, it could. Not that. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. And let's see. We're a little past halfway through the show. Just quickly, let's repeat any questions that are out.
Why are the Kansas City Royals so named?
All right.
And I have, there's three candies that are given away for Halloween that are in the top 10 that were invented before 1930. We got Snickers. We're looking for the other three.
All right. The best-selling title character literary costume 2014 is what? It's quite a well-known book. So remember, it's a title character costume.
Matilda?
No. Older than that.
Okay.
And... The most popular real person Halloween masks of all time. This is based on internet sales. So far, we have Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, and Elvis Presley. There are seven more on that list. And I have a candy name sold in the U.S. for every letter of the alphabet. So far, we have Almond Joy, Butterfingers, and, well, the ones I had were Almond Joy, Butterfingers, and Candy Corn. So that's ABC. So I'm looking for all the other letters there. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. That's you.
Oh, sorry. I'll turn down the radio.
Thank you.
You came up quickly. So did we get the answer to Papa Bar?
No. It's Papa Sucker is actually is the name, the old name.
And we did we get the answer?
No.
Oh, Sugar Daddy?
Sugar Daddy's correct.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Good job.
Another S candy.
Yeah.
most popular Halloween mask,
yes.
Kennedy?
No, strangely enough. That's kind of surprising. I think maybe it was a few years ago, but not anymore.
How about Lincoln?
Yes, Lincoln.
There you go.
Very good.
Over to... What is it? No, he said... Okay. Alphabetical candies. Dots?
Dots will
very
do for
good,
D.
Very
I had Dum Dums.
Oh, I don't remember those.
So now we're up, yeah. We're not up to E now.
Right.
And then the before 1930, is that a mountain bar?
No, that's not in the top 10. It might be before 1930, but it's not sure top 10 seller.
How about Mounds?
Mounds is not in the top 10 either, shockingly.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. And Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Okay. What writer was also a spy for the British Crown?
Well, there was more than one, I think. Somerset Maugham was a spy.
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah.
So he's not the one you have.
Not the one I have in mind.
And Noel Coward, too.
Really?
And during the war, did a little bit of spying, during World War II.
Oh.
This is a much older name.
Much older name.
So 19th century?
No.
20th?
Older.
So older?
Older than that. Oh. Older than the 19th century.
Well,
It's a man.
And it's are we safe in the 18th century or before that?
Might have been even before that. I'm not sure when this person lived.
I'm trying to think of writers.
Is it Daniel Defoe?
No.
How about Christopher Marlowe?
No.
He was he did some spy work.
Yeah, he did some spy work at the side.
Really?
I think he did.
I think he did.
Yeah.
And
but is it we in the right era with Barlow and Shakespeare more than we are with Dickens?
Yeah, I think so.
Alexander Pope?
No.
He wouldn't do that, I don't think.
How
about Samuel Johnson?
No.
He was too lazy.
Oh, you're dancing around it.
We're dancing around it, all right.
Oh, so Pepys?
Samuel Pepys? No.
Oh, that's actually not bad. You're not going to say Shakespeare. He didn't do that kind of work. No. He was very busy.
All right, okay. All right.
Wow.
Read the question once more, would you?
What writer was also a spy for the British Crown?
Okay.
And that's interesting.
Before 18th century or before. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, this is Nancy from Berkeley.
Hi, Nancy.
The candy, what is it, the top 10 in the 1930s, is that what it was?
Oh, 1930s or before.
Oh, a bit of honey?
No, not in the top 10.
Oh, wow. And then I have a question. The best Halloween scene, maybe that's not the way to phrase it. A great Halloween scene in a movie from the late 1940s, maybe.
Well, my favorite is in Meet Me in St. Louis, where they have the flower throwing scene. Is that the one you mean?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, it's a great scene. Oh, yeah. That was the one with Mary Astor and Marjorie
Maine. Well, I think, isn't Bit of Honey the most popular Halloween candy?
It's not. It's not in the top 10 anymore.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I never liked it either. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Did you say Butterfingers?
I didn't say Butterfingers, and it's not in the top 10.
All right.
It's fallen. I think it used to be in the top 10. Now it's in the top 20.
Laurie, it's your turn.
All right.
M&M's.
No.
No.
Oh, wait. Yeah, M&M's top 10, but it was invented in 1941, so it doesn't qualify.
It's for the war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
But a good one for the list of candies, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm filling that
M,
in.
Yeah.
So I'm moving over now that we're in the baseball game, which at last report was 2-0, so people keep calling with the score. As far as I can tell from my research, there's only three movies, in which three movies about baseball in which an actor has been nominated. One was for playing a player, One was for playing a manager, and one was for playing a general manager. None of them won, unless I'm wrong about that, which is possible. So I'm looking for the three people in baseball movies, all men, one nominated for playing a baseball player, one nominated for playing a baseball manager, and one for playing a general manager.
Was Gary Cooper nominated for Pride of the Yankees?
He was. That's okay. The player.
And
the other two, so he's real, yeah.
Well, the general manager was Branch Rickey, played by
Harrison Ford.
He wasn't
nominated.
He wasn't.
It shouldn't have been.
So, I'm sorry, the manager, and what was the other one?
General manager. So, like the business, the guy who wouldn't be on the field, he'd be in the head office.
The manager would have been John McGraw, I think, right?
It was not.
Oh, it's not.
The other two nominations, were they for Best Supporting Actor?
One supporting, and I think one is for Best Actor. I think the
general manager, there aren't very many that are famous.
Correct.
But these can be fictional.
One is fictional and one isn't.
Oh.
And I'll give you a sense of the manager's fictional and the general manager is real.
So no owners?
No owners have been nominated.
Okay.
General manager.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the Billy Bean character?
Yeah. Who played him?
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt in Moneyball.
Yeah, yeah. He was nominated. Okay.
Yeah, he was nominated. I think it was for Best Actor.
Anybody from The Natural?
No. So neither Robert Redford nor Wilford Brimley.
Right.
Yeah, that wasn't it. But okay. It's kind of a Wilford Brimley-ish.
That's a good
deal.
Guess, though.
Yeah. Right. And it is fiction and kind of in that general era.
All right. Okay. Yeah. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Robert and Karen in San Francisco.
Hi.
Hi there. So we'll take off a few letters for candy bars.
Right.
Let's see. Try to do this in order.
It could be any kind of candy. It doesn't have to be a candy bar.
Okay, any kind of candy.
Right.
G would be Good and Plenty.
Okay, I have gummy bears, but that's fine.
H could be Heath Bar.
Right, I have hot tamales.
I could be Ike and Mike.
Oh. I have ice breakers, but that's fine.
J could be Junior Mints.
Yes, I have Jolly Ranchers.
K could be Kit Kats.
Kit Kat, yeah, that's what I have.
L could be Lifesavers.
Lifesavers,
very
yes.
good.
M could be Mr. Goodbar.
All right, I have Milk Duds.
Looking for him.
N could be Nestle's Crunch.
Yes, I have Nerds.
And O could be O. Henry Bars.
Nice. Yes, I have Orange Slices.
Boy, this guy knows his candy bars.
The only section of the alphabet we could work in.
All right, that's good.
We're screwed above W.
All right.
And we didn't get E and F yet, right?
Those no, still we still don't have E and F.
No, we couldn't think of anything there either.
All right. E and F? Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That's very good.
Go Giants.
All right,
Giants.
Roger Bell. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
Was Charleston Chew one of the pre-1930 candies?
No, it's not.
Oh.
Well, it might have been pre, but it's not one of the top 10.
Too bad.
Yeah.
And for a real person asks, how about Jimmy Carter?
Oh. No, not anymore anyway.
Oh, too bad. And how about Prince Charles?
No.
Okay.
But there's somebody in his family that is on the list.
His mom?
Yes.
Oh.
Queen Elizabeth. Yes.
Not Princess Di, obviously.
Not Princess Di, no.
That's good taste.
Who knew?
Yeah. Very good.
Okay. I do have a question.
Yes.
I'm looking for a connection in the filmographies of three actors.
Mm-hmm.
Audrey Hepburn, John Wayne, and Tom Hanks.
John Wayne and Tom Hanks.
Is this like they were in a movie with somebody and they were in with John Wayne kind of deal?
No. We're talking film titles.
Oh, film titles.
Oh, film titles. My old high school friend, Tom Hanks. Audrey Hepburn. So, I'm sorry. So, when you say film titles, are they similar titles?
Yes.
And do they have a word in common?
They do.
Okay.
A word, only one word, but it's an important word, I assume.
It is.
Not the or something.
John Wayne and Audrey Hepburn, right?
Yeah, and Tom Hanks.
Could you give us the decades for their movie, the movies you have in mind?
Oh, no, I don't have that.
Okay.
I can give you another actor, though, Walter Pidgeon.
Ooh.
And there's one word that all the films have.
Yep.
Wow.
There's an environmental connection.
Oh. Environmental?
So is the word an environmental word, like sun? Or?
Oh, green.
Yes.
Yes, Green Mile for Tom Hanks, The Green Berets for John Wayne, yep. and The Green Mansions. Oh, that's a terrible movie. With Audrey Hepburn.
And Walter Pigeon?
Oh,
Green
How Green
Was
My Valley. Green Valley. Valley. Yeah. Very good.
Good job.
That's good.
There you All get right. it.
Good
All right.
Thank you.
Good night, guys.
Bye bye.
Good one. Yeah.
And let's see. Jerry, if you have something quick.
Okay, what two sports figures have the highest Q score ratings for popularity?
Currently, oh, Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Number
yeah.
one, yeah.
Maybe
very good.
One,
okay.
Number one of all time.
Who's the second?
LeBron James.
No.
Oh.
Who's that guy that just retired with the baseball player?
Derek Jeter.
No, no.
He's
before
still playing.
That.
Mariano Rivera.
Mariano Rivera.
Yeah, that's good, but he's still playing, this guy.
So the other one's still hasn't
playing.
Retired. Tom Brady? No. He's not that popular.
Oh, Manning.
Peyton Manning.
Oh, Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Very
good.
He's very well liked.
Dana's
very
wiping
impressed,
up on
Dana.
Us.
You really... Yeah. You're filling in your sports gaps.
I am.
Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is Sandra in West Portal.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi. I want to try and answer a question. I think the Kansas City Royals are the Royals because they were the Montreal Royals.
No, they weren't the Montreal Royals, but that's interesting. Montreal Royals were always the Montreal Royals.
They were the Expos.
Oh,
the Montreal
were the Expos.
Expos are now
no,
the Washington
no
Nationals.
No, no connection.
Your logic is good, though.
Yeah.
They're both expansion teams. But
yes. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, Laurie, you have something quick?
I
do.
Yeah.
So, I think one of you may know this, and somebody will if they don't. The most popular app in September, so you download them on your phone, was called the Hanks Writer, H-A-N-X. What did it do? And what celebrity, well-known celebrity, invented it?
Well, is it Tom Hanks?
It is Tom
That's
Hanks.
Is that why they call it that?
Yes.
What
I thought the misspelling would throw
you.
Yeah, what does it do? It has to do with something Tom Hanks collects. Apparently,
he collects typewriters.
Yes.
Is that right?
He collects old typewriters.
Oh,
yeah.
Good
so, you
for
know,
him.
So the app makes what you're typing on sound and look like an old typewriter.
Interesting.
Oh.
Especially the sound, that clackety clack
oh,
thing and the carriage going
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First, I have to get an.
He's rich enough to indulge himself in almost anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so that I should the clue of the collection probably gave it away.
Okay.
But yeah, it's supposed to be in September. It downloaded, I think, a million people downloaded.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty good.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, this is Monty in San Francisco.
Hi, Monty.
So, F is a forever yours.
Oh, very good. I had Fun Dip, which is one of those little
like Lick-A-Maid?
No, it's the one that had with the powder inside.
Yeah, like
flavor straws.
Yeah, right, flavor straw. Yeah,
what,
that's good.
What was the answer to that?
He said forever yours.
About the Royals.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's because they used to be the Royals. The Kansas City Royals used to be a minor league team.
No, that's not it.
Oh, yes, it is because
no, the monk, the Monarchs.
Jerry.
No.
I have this book cover about the Pacific Coast League and it talks about all the minor league teams, and one of the big drawbacks is that in order to move to another town, you have to buy the minor league team that's already there. Like Gene Autry bought the California Angels, and Horace Donovan bought the Seals out when he came to San Francisco, and like that. Okay, and that's what's holding the San Jose back because they don't want to pay for the San Jose Giants.
That's right.
All right. So, good show, Dana.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Appreciate it. Good show,
well, with all
Dana.
Due respect, that's not the answer. But yeah, it's
he sounded very convinced of
well,
that.
Well, I wasn't going to argue with him.
Well,
no,
was
right.
he saying that the Kansas City Royals were a minor league team? Because when they were in the minor leagues,
that's
they were,
what he said. But I don't know. But there was the Kansas City Monarchs,
yeah,
famous Negro League team.
Right, Jackie. But
no
that's
connection.
Not the connection. The Monarchs didn't become the Royals.
No,
well, that
no,
would have been good.
No,
all
no.
right. We have a few minutes left. If you'd like to give us a call with a question or answer, it's 415-841-4134 and argue with Jerry. 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Denise in Mission Dolores.
Hi.
Hi. Well, for the Halloween masks, is Arnold Schwarzenegger one of them?
No. Sorry.
Just a guess because he's a character.
Yeah.
So I have a question. I'm confused about something. The question about a British writer who spied for the crown.
Yeah.
I know you're looking for a different era, but the question didn't specify an era. Graham Greene was not Graham
right,
Greene.
Right, yeah.
An MI5 or MI6, I forget which.
Well, Jerry, we managed to boil Jerry down to saying it was in the 18th century, or at least before that.
So before that, I think.
Before that, even.
And so Graham Greene's not your answer, right?
Well,
no.
It's right, correct, but it's not the answer I have.
Okay.
So he's looking for early.
Well,
one.
Danny, you've got it thrown about four at me, but I didn't know any of them. But this is a classical writer.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but the original question didn't specify an era.
No, I didn't say
that. Unless I misheard, right?
No, you didn't mishear.
We changed the rules as we go along.
He didn't specify at first, so you were right about that.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Well, thank you very much.
Why did all these writers become spies? That seems like contrary to the whole...
Make a living, maybe.
Well, maybe, yeah.
How about Henry Fielder?
Between books, yeah.
I think that...
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah. That writers make good spies. And I think that was the feeling of the British government.
Observant people.
They know a lot of people. They can travel freely. You know, they're well-known and around the world.
So.
They can take time off from their writing. How about Henry Fielding? He would have been a...
No.
That's a good...
Could, I'm just thinking of guys who are
not my guy, but...
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hi.
Hi. I have a couple guesses for the alphabet candy. I was going to go straight to the alphabet.
Okay, good.
To the end.
Right.
And Z for Zagnut.
Oh, okay. I had the zero bar.
And the other one was an easy one, which is W for Whoppers.
Whoppers. I had that, yeah.
And that's all I got. Thanks.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Here's your bell.
Whoppers.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hi.
Hi, this is Richard in Berkeley.
Hi, Richard.
Going to the masks. How about Bill Clinton?
Yes, oh, Bill nice. Clinton, still.
Of course.
And reaching way back, Guy Fawkes.
No.
No.
That really is a good guess, but
yeah,
no.
For internet.
Not in the top 10 anyway.
Not in America.
You're thinking of like, it was
not in America. Okay.
Because
not
of
in America.
V for Vendetta. It was, yeah, that was popular for a while.
Still is for some people.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it is.
Candy. English toffee.
Oh.
You know, I'll accept
that's
generic, I had everlasting gobstoppers, but that English
that's
toffee
fictitious.
Is fine. No, it's, well, no,
well,
they made a real candy out of it.
You can buy it.
Oh, did they?
They
yeah.
did.
Oh.
They did make
old
a real candy.
I should remember that. I remember when all the Willy Wonka candies came out.
Yeah.
Well, English toffee is a generic.
Questionable quality. How about J, Junior Mints?
Yes, somebody got that. Good.
S, Starbucks. Oh, someone got that. Sorry.
No,
Starbucks
it's okay.
for S.
All right, yes.
Very generic for T, taffy.
No.
Twizzlers.
I'll accept it. I had Tootsie Rolls, but yeah.
Okay, but I think somebody already did L Laffy Taffy, didn't they?
Yes, they didn't do Laffy Taffy, but they got L, which is Lifesavers.
Where do you find these candies? I never heard of them.
Oh, Laffy Taffy's
Laffy
all
Taffy,
over the place, yeah.
Candy
all over the place.
Candy R Us.
And I'm just going to chime in with one of the prior callers, Graham Greene, and the disappointment thereof.
Right.
Thank you very much.
No,
thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
All right.
Got a lot of the alphabet ones.
Almost out of time. Well, I guess we better clean up here. What do we got?
The writer who was a spy for the British Crown, the one I had, the oldest one, I guess, Christopher Fry.
All right.
And the Kansas City Royals are so named because they're named after an annual livestock show called the Royal Parade
and
Pageant.
I did hear it. That was on NPR. I heard it.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's the Royal Parade and Pageant, which has been a big deal in Kansas since 1899.
Right.
It's a livestock show.
The biggest livestock show in the country.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Called the Royal Parade.
Right.
Is that it?
Okay, yeah, that's it.
All right, I have the top-selling candies before 1930 is Milky Way, 1923.
Of course.
The Hershey Bar, 1900. And the number one seller is Reese's Pieces, which was in 1928. And the best actor in a supporting role for playing a manager was in Bang the Drum Slowly, Vincent D'Agostino.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Very baseballer.
Great movie.
Okay, very good. The best-selling title character, literary costume, 2014 so far is Alice in Wonderland.
Oh,
yes. Most popular real person Halloween mask, Bill Clinton, Richard Nixon, Barack Obama, Queen Elizabeth, Hillary Clinton, George W. Bush, Ronald Reagan, Abe Lincoln, Elvis Presley, and Michael Jackson. The candy that nobody got, P for payday, Q for quench gum, R for raisinettes, U for the candy bar, and V for Valo milk, which is a chocolate bar, and Y for York peppermint patty.
What about X and Z?
No,
X, I don't think. No.
He said no, we didn't have X. Did we have X? Oh, all right.
Isn't there a zebra bar?
There's a zero. Zagnet. It's zero.
Zagnet.
Zero?
Zagnet. Yeah. X or no X?
The zero bar. No, I didn't have X on. That's fine.
You said that now. Oh, that's now you said all 26.
I thought I did, too.
We have to toss out the whole question.
All right, I'll look for X. Anyway, sorry, our panel tonight is author Jerry Nachman from Dabo Valley College, Lori Fisher. Thank you, Lori.
Thanks.
I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. So thanks to Debbie Kennedy and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And above all, thank you for taking the time to tune. Have a great Halloween, by the way.
Go Giants.
Okay, go Giants. Take care. We'll be here next Sunday. Bye-bye.
Gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got